Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Penry Buckley. Westfield Bondi Junction Shopping Centre is set to reopen today for a community day of reflection. There will be an increased police and security presence around the shopping centre. The shopping centre will not open for trading, but will be open to the general public to allow people to pay their respects to the six victims of last Saturday's horrific stabbing attack. Waverley Mayor Paula Marcellos has told the Nine Network it's important for the community to heal.
But to also reinstill that sense that Bondi Junction Waverley, the Bondi Junction Westfields, is a safe place to go back to, and for it to be reinstated and re-embraced as the community hub that it was and will be again.
Normal trading hours are set to resume on Friday, but some stores may reopen later on. A bishop who was stabbed during a church service has spoken for the first time since the attack, saying he forgives his alleged teenage attacker. The attack on Bishop Marmari Emmanuel took place at Christ the Good Shepherd Church at Wakeley in Western Sydney on Monday night. A 16-year-old has been arrested over the alleged terror attack, but he is yet to be charged and remains under police guard in hospital. In an audio message released by the church today, the bishop said he was doing fine and recovering quickly. He has called on people to obey the law after a riot broke out after the attack.
I forgive whoever has done this act. And I say to him, you're my son, I love you, and I will always pray for you. And whoever sent you to do this, I forgive them as well, in Jesus' mighty name. I have nothing in my heart but love for everyone, whether that person is a Christian or not. That's totally beside the point. The Lord Jesus always taught us to love one another.
This follows the arrest of a 19-year-old man in relation to the riot. New South Wales Police Chief Karen Webb says police are looking to arrest up to 50 more people who are involved in the coming days. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country will make its own decision about how to respond to Iran's missile and drone attack. He made the comments after meeting with the British and German foreign ministers, who encouraged him to limit further violence. Iran says it will hit back if Israel responds to the attack, which was launched after a deadly strike on Iran's embassy in Damascus earlier this month. More than 270 flights to and from Dubai International Airport are cancelled, and a further 370 have been delayed because of flooded runways. The airport has advised passengers not to turn up because of the difficult conditions and has warned recovery will take some time. Heavy rain in countries in the Arab Gulf region has killed at least 20 people. More thunderstorms, rain and strong winds are forecast. There are just 100 days to go before the 2024 Paris Olympics. An event has been held to mark the beginning of the 100-day countdown, hosted by Paris 2024 President Tony Estanguet and French Sports Minister Amélie Oudéa-Castéra. But questions have been asked over the planned location of the opening ceremony. Mr. Estanguet says he's confident the ceremony will take place around the Seine River.
The message of the French President Emmanuel Macron was very strong. He explained again that we have a very strong ambition with Paris 2024 to deliver this unique project of an opening ceremony on the River Seine in Paris Centre. And of course, we are preparing all the details of the delivery of this event with a contingency plan to adapt to any context of could happen in France at this moment.
I'm Penry Buckley, and that's SBS News in Easy English.